And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 21st of October, 2014. It's the birthday of Samuel Taylor Coleridge, born in Ottery, St. Mary, England, 1772. He and William Wordsworth became close friends. They lived close to each other, went for daily walks, and it was between the fall of 1797 and the spring of 1798, when he saw Wordsworth every day, that Coleridge wrote his most famous poems, Rime of the Ancient Mariner, Kubla Khan, Christabel. In 1620, on this date, the explorer Ferdinand Magellan first entered the Strait of Magellan down around the Cape of Good Hope, heading for the Spice Islands in the South Pacific. The spice trade was important to the Spanish and the Portuguese, looking for cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, black pepper. The Portuguese came down around Africa, around the Cape of Good Hope, and Magellan was the first to come around South America. 1940, on this date, Ernest Hemingway's For Whom the Bell Tolls was published, about Robert Jordan, the American teacher who goes to fight in the Spanish Civil War. He's wounded in battle, thinks about shooting himself to end his pain, but when the enemy comes into sight, he delays their approach so that his own comrades can escape to safety, and then he dies. And it's the birthday of Ursula K. Le Guin, born Berkeley, California, 1929. She was married with two young children when she was in her early 30s, trying to make her way as a writer, writing after the kids were in bed. Her poems were accepted, but her fiction was rejected over and over. And then she sold a story to a pulp science fiction magazine, Fantastic, which paid her $30. And she decided that if science fiction was what paid, then that was what she would write. She set out to write a novel about a planet of androgynous beings who choose a gender briefly once a month and live in a society that's never engaged in war. And even though most science fiction back then was written for men, the novel came out, The Left Hand of Darkness, and it was a great success. Here's a poem for today by Michael Blumenthal. I think constantly of those who were truly great. And to be perfectly honest, it bums me out. So many great ones, libidinal heroes, idealists, warrior chieftains, revolutionaries, fabulists of all sorts, even the great Irish pig farmers and Armenian raisin growers. And who, I ask myself, am I, by comparison, calmed by Valium, urged on by Viagra, uplifted by Prozac, I go about my daily rounds, a quotidian member of the quotidian hierarchy, a Perseus with neither a war nor a best friend, and sink to the depths of despair on the broken wings of my own mundanity. If only some god had given me greatness, I surely would have made something of it, perhaps a loftier, more humble poem than this, or some übermenschliche gesture that would reveal my superiority to the ordinary beings and things of this world. But here I am now, one of the earth's mere Sancho Panzas, leading those heroic others through the world on their magnificent horses, merely turning the page, dreaming my own small deeds into their magnificent arms. A poem by Michael Blumenthal, I think constantly of those who are truly great, from No Hurry, Poems 2000-2012, published by Etruscan Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. And by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.